Technically, I was supposed to be skydiving the day I got Wesley. He was there at the pet food place, wearing the stupidest red bandana you've ever seen in your life, and he looked at me with these, "Oh God, please save me, these people are idiots," face. And I decided Griffin needed a friend. So he came home with us. And Griffin dragged him around like a chew toy for about 3 days. We went to the vet. The vets played with him for about 10 minutes. And she's doing, my very expensive, exclusive vet, is doing, "Wesley has weasel paws, weasel paws, weasel paws," and playing with his paws. He was thrilled. He loved the attention. I was not as excited when she turned around, looked at me, and said, "Well, looks like he's part Russian blue. Good luck with that." I had no idea what that meant at the time. It turns out it means they're as smart as your average 2-year-old. So he does fun things like unlock deadbolt doors, critique wallpaper hanging so badly that, in fact, the guy that hung the wallpaper in the apartment refused to ever come back. A long time ago, when we first got married, my ex and I, we were moving in together, and it was a mess. The house was a mess, and I had to be out, and I came back, and Wesley was clearly angry. And I asked what happened, and he said, "Well, he was on the couch," so I yelled at him. "Okay, what happened next?" "Got back up on the couch, so I squirted him with water." "Okay, I understand he's just a cat, but you might want to find a way to make friends with him, because you're not going to like what happens." I was told that I was being overly sensitive and dumb about the cat. So at 2 o'clock that morning, Wesley proceeded to move every one of his shoes out of the bedroom. He decided to move him on out of the house. Since that time, matter of fact, just this week, Wesley found our marriage certificate and just nodded on to bits. Really, sometimes, that cat is damn smart, and I should just pay attention to what he has to say.